I think the green light for physical well-being was drained. Mary and Martha, that might describe you here this morning. That green light's just not turning on for physical wellness. Besides that, there was another green light indicator that I think also wasn't turning on. That was the emotional wellness of Mary and Martha. And could you blame them? They lived in this little town of Bethany. I thought it was 4 miles. It was closer than that. 2 miles, our text read. Probably the distance between Philomath and Corvallis. This family lived in Bethany. And what we know from the Gospels is that Jesus never had a permanent resident or a home to go to sleep at night. He oftentimes frequented places that would bring rest and relaxation to him. And one of those homes that brought the rest and relaxation was the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. It was a healthy home. You get the sense that there was good connection between brother and sisters and between sisters. And so when the brother died, these two sisters are emotionally drained. That indicator is not happening. It's not looking good. Now, maybe you can relate to that this morning. That green light indicator of emotional wellness, it's just drained, it's not coming on. Now, I will say, there was one little green light for Mary and Martha that was turning on, that was showing that things were okay. That was their spiritual green light. Jesus approaches them, and they're hanging on one little hope that they have, and that is that on the last day in the general resurrection, that's one way to translate that phrase there, the general resurrection when everyone's raised, they believe that their brother Lazarus would also be raised. Now, not everyone believed that in the first century. It's praiseworthy that they'd believe that there would be life after death for their brother Lazarus. This is a strange thought. Do you realize that most of the Old Testament saints that you read about in the Old Testament, they might not necessarily believed in life after death. It wasn't very clear. Do you realize that many of the Jews during the day of Mary and Martha, mainly the Sadducees, they openly taught that there was no life after death? Certainly, in the Old Testament, there are kind of vague, some clear references to life after death, notably Job, when he says, I will see my Redeemer in the flesh with my own eyes, he says, and in some of the Psalms. But again, the majority of those that were even religious, they didn't believe there was anything that would happen after death that really that would speak to physical life and resurrection. Mary and Martha, it's praiseworthy that they thought that their brother Lazarus would someday live again. So there you have it. Just kind of putting this together, this text and what's happening. They had one green light that was on. Spiritually, they held on to this thought that their brother would live again. But they had some other things that weren't kind of so good. Emotionally drained, physically drained. Let's go back to the story of the pilot for a second. True story. What would happen to this pilot? He tried a strategy that I thought was really interesting, and that was to fly past the tower. Like in Top Gun, you know, when the zoom past the tower and everyone's angry. And he didn't mean it that way. What he wanted to do was fly past the tower so that there could be eyesight on the plane so that they could radio up and say, yes, we see that the wheel is down. That was the thought. So he flew by the tower. The radio saw the plane, and they communicated back to the pilot and said, we can't tell, it's too dark outside. Something had to be done. Again, flying around in the sky was not a strategy. The gas is going to go. It's going to come down at some point. Or do you land the plane and just hope for the best? Panicking really wasn't a strategy in this moment. So the pilot did the right thing. He decided he had to land the plane. Knowing that the two green indicators that were on the control panel spoke to the back two wheels, his strategy was to bring down the back two wheels and then slowly lean the nose of the plane down, kind of hope for the best, either a skidding landing, hopefully not a cartwheel, but something in which he could stop the plane, he could get out of the plane safe. What happened was really surprising. He touched down the two wheels in the back, leaned the nose of the plane forward, the wheel was there. The wheel was there the whole time. What happened? The green bulb in the control panel had gone out. The wheel was there the whole time. All the panicking, all the worrying, and the wheel was there the entire time. Man, we can preach that. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. I am the life.